For most of us, the weekend starts in just a few hours. It's our chance to spend more time with the family, stay up late, go into full binge mode on a TV show, or try countless other things. But are any of these choices great? Will one of them provide that energetic burst we need to enjoy life and head back to work ready to take on any challenges? Dr. Stuart Brown is with me to explain. He's the founder and president of the National Institute for Play. And Dr. Brown, how do you measure a good weekend?
Well, we're all different. You know, I don't think it's the same for everybody. If you've got a sedentary job and you need physical activity and you haven't been able to get any during the week, then play and physical activity makes more sense than if you've got a hardworking, physically demanding job and you may want to put your feet up and read a book on the weekend. Part of the issue is, will it enhance Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday by what you do on the weekend, or will you be depleted or less able to enter the work week than you would if you hadn't played?
So is this kind of a trial and error to some extent? Because I think some of us feel like we're feeling pretty good Saturday night, maybe Sunday morning, we get a good exercise in, but then by Monday, even if we're not dreading going back to work, we've sort of shaken up our schedule enough that it may be hard for some people to get back on track.
That's true, but let's go back and look at play itself and each individual's natural, intrinsic desire to enter into play that fits them. I think to look at play that way is to see that we all have things that have produced gleefulness and joyfulness almost automatically from when we were quite small. And if we are true to that joyfulness and have the opportunity to maintain it, we elaborate that and make it more complex as we get older. And yet, if we're true to our play nature, which a lot of us are not, then I think we do those things that deeply engage us, that are done for their own sake, that leave us with the feeling we've been out of time. We haven't been under time's arrow and been pressured for performance or for outcome. And that what we have done that's playful is renewing. And that's very different with age and gender and culture. It's not exactly the same thing. And most of us probably come to the weekend with a little sense that play is escapist. And my sense is that authentic play is more than escapist. Yes, it is a separation from grinding work, but it is something that leads us into a sense of greater meaning, greater skill, and incentive to continue it.
Is that something that we should, if we're getting it right, we should be consciously able to feel, whether it's because we're not quite as run down, we feel a different kind of energy, different kind of happiness?
I think so. I think that's a good question. I think the temperament that we have makes us like certain types of play over other types of play. So it's nice to be able to match your innate temperament with your choice of play processes. And, you know, some people are not social players. Other people are totally social players. And some people like to garden and work with their hands, and that's deep play. And other people would find the dirt under the fingernails offensive.
Now, I'm asking you this question as someone who is neurotic. Should we ever feel guilty about the fun and the pleasure we get from play on the weekends?
I think we all have a sense that a lot of our life should be oriented around productivity and seriousness, so that it's pretty difficult in this culture if you give yourself over to sort of freedom and self-centered activity not to feel a twinge of guilt. And this is where I think the public health knowledge about play itself may lessen some of that, because entering into a quote state, unquote, of play is really good for you physically, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, and I think it's the immune system. The more we're studying play from a scientific standpoint, the more you see that it's good, healthy, authentic play tends to up the immune system.
That's Dr. Stuart Brown with some advice on how we should live on the weekends. He is the founder and president of the National Institute for Play.